Many Americans live close to the financial edge. 44 million households in the U.S. have annual incomes below $35,000, and about 25% of households are thought to be one layoff or one emergency expenditure away from financial disaster. For people with nothing in the bank, the pawn shop is a fast option for quick cash. Independent producer Mary Beth Kirshner has the story of a pawn shop in Las Vegas, a place that, like the city where it's situated, does a thriving business 24 hours a day.
Man, this is good.
It's 2 in the morning, and Charles Ingalls is having a snack.
It's hot.
Chips and salsa after 8 hours on the job help him stay awake. He's got 5 more hours to go.
Eat hot, 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 hot sauce. I'll just try to keep myself busy and alert till I have to help a customer.
Charles Ingalls is working the all-night shift at the Gold and Silver Pawn Shop in Las Vegas, and he says he's lucky to get a break.
Hi, how are you?
He typically has 50 or so customers a night at his walk-up window on Las Vegas Boulevard, many of them regulars.
How much did you need tonight, Paula?
A bunch.
A bunch.
This next customer gives Charles a flirty smile through the bulletproof glass between them.
What's a bunch, Paula?
200 or 300.
You know I can't go 300 on that.
Just as much as you can.
Okay.
16 grams.
Paula's got a ring on every finger, and one by one, she tugs them off as Charles weighs the gold. He says she's been here many times before with lots of different boyfriends who buy her jewelry in the shop by day. And then when the relationship ends, she comes back to pawn the rings at night.
She's cute. She has a southern accent. A lot of guys go for that.
Paula's wearing a Las Vegas Community College baseball cap over her blonde little Dutch girl haircut.
Hey, Paula. What is a good old southern girl doing here in the middle of the night?
It will cost you money to know.
Out of the darkness of the night, Charles says he never knows who or what will walk up to his window.
I mean, I've handled $20,000 watches. I've been out in the parking lot where people tried to pawn their Vipers. It's just different every night. How much of a loan did you need?
$30.
Here, let me look at it.
Okay.
Charles Ingalls' walk-up window looks like the drive-up window of a bank, which it is, of sorts. Bigger items, like this guitar, are slid into the shop after hours via a large metal box.
Here, just lay it flat. I'm just gonna lower it down so I can look at it.
Charles stands right up against the bulletproof glass, speaking louder than normal to be heard through a tiny speaker.
You know what, bud? I'd go about $20 on a loan on that.
So if the window weren't between them, he and his customer would be nose to nose as they finalize their deal.
Well, we're stuck, so you got me.
All right, let me have the case.
Most of his clients are stuck, with few, if any, options. His walk-up window operates almost like an ATM for the needy, most without bank accounts.
All I'm trying to do is get like $10 so I can get a little gas and cigarettes until I get my check tomorrow.
Sure.
I have a microwave.
Unfortunately, we don't take home appliances. Sorry.
And of course, being Vegas, people come in need of fast cash for the obvious.
Are you winning?
Nothing. I'm winning, I don't come in here.
Gold and Silver Pawn Shop is on South Las Vegas Boulevard, several miles from the glitz of the fancy hotels on the Strip, with a Vegas vibe all its own. For miles in each direction, every block has a seedy hotel or a down-and-out wedding chapel. This pawn shop is one in a long stretch of... Charles had a good word for it.
It's gritty.
Yeah, gritty businesses. Some of his customers have typical Las Vegas sob stories, and some are more desperate than others. Like one Christmas Eve, when a young couple from the Midwest moving across country showed up at his all-night window.
They packed up the station wagon with everything they owned, and on their way out, they stopped here in Las Vegas. Then he checked into the hotel. And before going up to his room, he stopped and, you know, put a dollar in the machine and he won some money. Well, you know, 4 hours later, he was not only spent all his money, but all the money he'd had with him, which is pretty much his entire life savings. He'd lost $7,000. And he came to my night window and he was, you know, very upset.
Charles says the guy started meticulously unloading what few possessions he had out of his station wagon, placing them on the sidewalk outside his window. Household items, mostly farm tools, standing by each and asking if Charles could take them, which he couldn't. They were too old.
He got so so upset, and you know, but I did motion the wife over, and then I asked if they had anything with them. She said no. And I broke the unwritten rule of pawnbrokers, and I gave her $20, and I told her to go directly to the gas station, fill up the car with gas, and leave.
But surprisingly, most of his customers aren't gamblers or tourists. It's locals needing $10, $15, or even less.
It's $5 total is what he's getting.
$5 total.
Yeah, there's just not enough there for me to do anything else.
It's now 3 a.m., and this customer is back for the second time tonight. He's pawning some CDs. On his first visit, he didn't have proper identification, so now he's back with his wife, who's in her housecoat and slippers, with her ID for the $5.
Probably needs it more than likely for food, maybe gas, pack of cigarettes. From what I understand, he's completely broke tonight.
I've been here before.
You have?
Yeah.
How far is $5 going to get you tonight?
Not too far, man.
That's what I'm saying.
But I mean, it'll help me, so I'm not worried.
You would think them CDs cost more than $5.
I got a car, man. You want to buy it?
No, I don't.
Shit.
They're not all in poverty, but they're either middle class or people like on fixed incomes, and you know, it's tough.
The only time you've ever reached into your pocket is that one time?
For the record, yes. Because that's an ultimate no-no. Pawnbrokers don't ever, ever admit to giving people money. That's just not something you do. It's like an unwritten rule. We don't give money to anybody. We loan money. We don't give money to anybody.
Gold Silver Pawn Shop, may I help you?
Charles Ingles became a pawnbroker 6 years ago when he was laid off by one of the airlines where he was working in customer service.
I understand.
He still has that friendly skies way with people, but genuinely so.
It's tough, dude.
Maybe it's Charles, or maybe it's the round-the-clock nature of Las Vegas with lots of services that go 24 hours. But his overnight shift is popular. A few weeks back, Charles says he had people waiting in line, five deep, all night long.
It was like they all knew each other. You know, they were gabbing away and, you know, where were you? You know, it's like they were all on the same tour together. And it's funny because they could be standing there and exchange information, but if they ran into each other into a supermarket, you know, 3 hours later, they wouldn't even talk to each other.
So why is that?
I don't know. They feel some sort of camaraderie if they're standing in line at a pawn shop. And, you know, it kind of makes it, you know, oh, good. I'm not the only person that's out at 2 a.m. that needs 10 or 15 or 100 or whatever it is. You know.
The deal they get is right. This.
You need to, I'm sorry, you need $100 on this?
If the loan is $100, the customer pays 10% every 30 days for up to 120 days.
Yeah, it's for my family. They're sitting out here going to get some groceries.
Okay.
If the customer doesn't pick up the item, the pawn shop keeps the goods.
Let me get my memory stick out of there.
Sure.
This guy is leaving his digital camera worth about $600, a safe $100 loan for Charles if this customer doesn't come back. Invaluable enough for a fast 100 for a customer who needs to put food on the table.
Good luck.
Appreciate it.
And some people are closer to the edge than others. There was the night that an elderly woman approached the window needing to pay a power bill. Not an unusual scenario at first.
She was going through the stuff and, you know, her jewelry box, and she had a lot of costume jewelry, nothing I could really loan her money on. Then she asked me if I took, you know, gold teeth, you know, dental filings. And I said, yeah. Then she, you know, she asked to borrow a pair of pliers, and I was like, for a minute there, I was like, I thought maybe her car was broken or something. She had to jump start it. You know, I wanted to know why she needed the pair of pliers for. And she was going to pull out her gold teeth and pawn them. And I told her, no, I wasn't going to do that. I wasn't going to give her a pair of pliers so she could pull out. And I told her if she went somewhere and pulled her teeth out and came back, I wasn't going to loan her any money on that either.
This pawn shop thrives on the business of senior citizens.
You know, a majority of them that thought that when they got time to retire that the Social Security would be enough.
People like this elderly woman.
7/25/27, her date of birth. She has 32.
Charles is counting the number of visits she's made since they started using computers at the shop 10 years ago.
Almost 225 transactions.
And she has 4 or 5 pieces of jewelry that she pawns all the time. A herringbone necklace, a few small diamond rings, which she brings back over and over and over again.
And she pawns those right after the 15th, if she doesn't have enough to make it to the 1st. And then after the 1st, we shouldn't have enough to make to the 15th.
This woman will always be back. In fact, Charles says 80% of customers do return to collect their items. But a small percentage don't, and their valuables fill this place for sale. A case full of wedding bands, a wall lined with guitars, racks heaped with power tools, each with a story. These shelves are moaning with sad stories.
You know, in this business, you'll hear every sob story you can imagine. You'll hear it.
I can't find my ID, bro.
You can't pick up the receiver without ID.
This guy came to get his receiver out of pawn, and the best he could offer for identification was this.
What's this?
That's a subpoena. I haul for Rebel Oil Company. I hit and killed 6 people, and I go to court over it in July of this year, man. It's a subpoena and shit, man.
There are so many stories, and there are so many people that a lot of times that I wish for ignorance, that I could just do my job and not remember any of them. So I could, you know, go to bed. You know, because ultimately I have to go to sleep.
Why are you guys here tonight?
Well, we need gas and stuff for me to get to work.
And so what'd you bring?
A PlayStation. PlayStation 2.
Is this your little girl?
It's my daughter.
And what's your name?
Andrea.
And is that your PlayStation 2?
Yeah.
It's midnight, and this woman is here because she was fired from her job cleaning offices. She says she has a long history of turning to this pawn shop when times are tough.
To be honest, I'm a recovering addict, and I brought a lot of stuff to this guy.
Her little girl listens, like she's heard this story many times before.
Instead of being out there on the street selling myself, I would get stuff from other people, steal, you know, to do what I had to do.
Thankfully, she says, this pawn shop is one resource she's always been able to turn to. Charles says he can sympathize.
You really want to call your mom up on Sunday night and ask for $10? Or I don't know anybody that plays their Sony PlayStation 2 24 hours a day. You know, I mean, she pawn that for $10, get some smokes, put some gas in the car, and you don't have to answer to anybody but yourself.
Charles says this woman probably just wants to show she can take care of herself, like many of the people who come to this shop.
We're kind of like the guardians of the edge. I mean, where would they go if they didn't go here?
I'm Mary Beth Kirshner.
Mary Beth Kirshner is an independent producer based in Los Angeles. Special thanks to the PBS program Life 360 for production help with this story.